December 2nd through the 24th, every piece from our current inventory is being liquidated. Yes, liquidated. Not marked up, not fake discounted, truly reduced. As a heartfelt thank you to the customers and community who have supported us for generations. This is your moment to own something extraordinary at discounts we will never offer again. Come see us December 2nd through Christmas Eve. K. John's Jewelry Company, where integrity shines, and now so do the savings.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online. DeltaLiquidEnergy.com. Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Dan Beyer.
Green Bay Packers edge rusher Micah Parsons did tear the ACL in his knee in yesterday's loss to the Denver Broncos, ending his season. Parsons took to social media today to say that he, quote, may be sidelined, but I am not defeated, end quote. As for Packers wide receiver Christian Watson, who had to leave yesterday's game against Denver, his status for Week 16 is up in the air. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid said today quarterback Patrick Mahomes is getting a second opinion on the ACL tear in his left knee. Texans defensive tackle Mario Edwards is going to miss the rest of the season with a torn pec muscle. The New York Jets dismissed defensive coordinator Steve Wilks today. While tonight, Week 15 wraps up, Dolphins and Steelers, 8:15 Eastern time. Steelers running back Jalen Warren is now questionable because of an illness. Colts head coach Shane Steichen confirmed Phillip Rivers will start in Week 16. Dylan Raiola of Nebraska and DJ Legway of Florida entering the transfer portal.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Well, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins sent a letter to Governor Gavin Newsom demanding California abandon a proposal that redistributes agricultural land based on race, ethnicity, and national origin. This comes as a draft proposal is considered that facilitates land transfers and financial assistance exclusively to certain minorities. Rollins writes, hardworking agricultural producers all deserve a shot at the American dream and should not be shut out because of their race, ethnicity, or national origin. American farmers reacted to the USDA's new $12 billion aid package with cautious relief, saying the funds may help some producers but won't offset major financial strains facing the industry. The payments, a one-time bridge program aimed at helping farmers manage high input costs and market disruptions, are designed to provide temporary relief as producers prepare for planting season. Farm leaders continue to urge policymakers to pursue long-term market solutions alongside emergency support. And U.S. dairy markets are seeing major softening in domestic prices, even as dairy output in some export categories swell. Butter prices dropped nearly a dollar a pound compared to a year ago, while cheddar cheese and other block cheese prices declined 40 to 50 cents. These shifts reflect both abundant domestic supply and weaker demand for standard dairy products. U.S. exports of value-added dairy, like certain cheeses and butter, surged.
Increasing your almond yield can seem like a tough nut to crack, but it doesn't have to be. Protect your crop with Marivon fungicide at Bloom for added resiliency against frost, long-lasting broad-spectrum disease control, and proven yield results. See? That wasn't tough at all. Marivon fungicide, number one at Bloom for all the right reasons. Always read and follow label directions.
Today, we're talking with aphids and whiteflies about Safina insecticide from BASF.
We just got nailed with it.
So tell us, how you feeling?
Really, really weird.
And you still want to devour this field?
No way, bro.
There you have it, folks. Safina Insecticide is specifically engineered to disorient aphids and whiteflies so they can't eat. And when they can't eat, they can't destroy.
Help protect your alfalfa from aphids with Safina Insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
Get the equipment and trucks you need at Ritchie Brothers Los Angeles Auction, December 18th and 19th. This absolute unreserved auction is open to the public and registration is free. For more details, visit rbauction.com.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Pass Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report. Stocks are falling in afternoon trading as investors await a batch of delayed economic news coming out this week, starting tomorrow with the November jobs report. Also, October retail sales figures will be released, and later in the week, the November Consumer Price Index report. Tech is the worst performing sector while healthcare is gaining, and shares of iRobot are plunging over 70% after the Roomba maker declared bankruptcy over the weekend. The company has struggled financially for years, and a proposed sale to Amazon last year fell through. And JP Morgan Chase is joining the list of traditional financial firms looking to bring blockchain technology to an investing staple, that being the money market fund. The banking giant's $4 trillion asset management division is rolling out its first tokenized money market fund on the Ethereum blockchain. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
If a Lenovo computer for your business is on your holiday list, don't shop around. Just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com. It's your last chance to get exclusive deals on the PCs you want for your business, like the ThinkPad X9 14 Aura Edition and Yoga 7i 2-in-1. So avoid all that shopping chaos and price comparing, and just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com, where PCs are up to 35% off. That's Lenovo.com. Lenovo.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends, next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
Young students from the countries of Western Europe are risking imprisonment in the Soviet Gulag for the cause of human rights. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
Recently, National Review magazine presented an article by Lennart Frenzel that revealed how much idealism there is in the world and exposed how much hypocrisy there is behind the Iron Curtain. The author gives an accounting of young students and others from France, Belgium, Norway, Finland, and other countries of Western Europe who journey to Russia as tourists. These particular tourists, however, aren't interested in sightseeing. They smuggle in books and leaflets, which they then openly hand to Russians on the streets. These are books the Russians are forbidden to read, such as the writings of Solzhenitsyn. Invariably, the book-distributing tourists are arrested. One young Belgian girl handing out lists of political prisoners' names was seized by KGB agents so quickly she could only throw the leaflets in the air before she was arrested. Now, the Soviet Constitution guarantees freedom of speech, but like the Helsinki Pact, the Russian government doesn't feel obliged to observe it. Nevertheless, Soviet officialdom is taking its lumps and is very uncomfortable in the face of these tourists who argue back with full knowledge of their legal rights and the terms of the Helsinki Pact. Listen to this exchange between a 22-year-old French girl and the two KGB officers who arrested her. The question, end quote, "Are you a member of a political party?" "Yes." "What does your father do?" "He's a politician." "Does he have a high position?" "High enough." "Does your father know of your trip to the USSR?" "Yes, of course." "Well, both you and he know that it's forbidden to bring books into the USSR." "Really? But why? To our country, for example, one can bring in any books. In our country, people have the right to read anything." "Well, this isn't Belgium, but the USSR." "Well, how does the USSR differ from Belgium?" "We want our nation to think according to our ideology." "You are really naive people. Do you really believe that 250 million people will think the way you want them to think?" Unquote. The KGB agents didn't have an answer to that one. All they could say was, "It is forbidden to bring in books. You may get 10 years for it." To which she replied, "I know. We already packed some things in case we would have to go to camp." The smugglers have the help of the Russian emigre organization and contacts in the Soviet Union who helped pass the literature along. Leaflets have appeared in cities and towns far distant from Moscow, and books are regularly circulated among dissident intellectuals in Moscow. A Mr. Sokolov, a member of the section in charge of the confiscated books, was arrested a couple of years ago for selling those books to black market dealers. He hasn't been heard from since, but the smuggling goes on, and significantly the Russian people show a great eagerness to get their hands on the forbidden literature. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan in his own voice, brought to you by K Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033. Listen
to this real Paso Robles Glass customer where they installed 23 replacement Milgard Tuscany windows and two sliding doors.
Steve Eklund, Craig Smith as an architect and a proud and honored client of Paso Robles Glass. Hey, the boys are doing a great job. They just left. Everything is just fine. Extremely good crew. You got that crew is exceptional. They're all hardworking guys, very careful, very cautious. All is good. I think they have one more day tomorrow, wrap it up, the finish work. I'd like to set up a time to come up and see you next week. I've got a big, big project I'd like you to look at for me. Whatever works on your end, just wanted to let you know, Steve. Take care. Bye.
Get rid of your old broken windows and get new Milgard energy-efficient windows and doors with Milgard's ironclad lifetime warranty.
This December, experience Allegretto Vineyard Resort's monthly culinary tour of Italy, bringing the flavors of Lombardy, Italy to Paso Robles. Start your day with their golden Italian holiday bread with disaronno custard and whipped mascarpone. For lunch, enjoy slow-braised pork shanks served with saffron risotto and roasted vegetables. Dinner features rustic Italian favorites from cheese-filled fritters to wood-fired sausage with lentils and kale. Every Thursday and Friday, indulge in their four-course tasting menu, ending with a pear and chestnut tart with vanilla ice cream. Seating is limited, so make reservations. Come taste Italy only at Allegretto.
At Good Neighbors Electric, they're more than just electricians. They're your neighbors. Whether it's a small repair or a big project, from home inspections and panel upgrades to full electrical rebuilds, their licensed pros show up on time and do the job right. Good Neighbors Electric, locally owned, family operated, and proud to serve our community with honesty, skill, and a smile. Good Neighbors Electric. Call 805-610-5530 or visit goodneighborselectric.com.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. Kevin Will in studio with our special guest today, Maria Sabi, the Executive Director of Loaves and Fishes here in Paso Robles. Maria, thank you for joining us on this Monday afternoon, and we'll get right to it. First things first is give us a little background on your career.
My career. Okay. So, yes, I have been with Loaves and Fishes for, this is actually my 10th year. And so it's actually been just, I want to say a whirlwind, but at the same time, it has gone by so fast that it's not anything I ever thought that I would do with my career, but I'm grateful to be in this position and to contribute in this way to our community.
And you said you didn't think that you'd be, doing what you're doing, so to speak, but you had a career in corporate America with an accounting background, and was there something that called you to do what you do now with Loaves and Fishes?
Well, actually, yes. Thank you for asking. It was, like I said, not anything I had planned for, but back 10 years ago, almost 11 years ago, there was a change happening, and a group of a search committee that was looking for the next executive director asked me to come along and help them to find someone. And I just knew it was something that I was called to do. And as soon as that time was over, I threw in my hat, so to speak. And then they said they were kind of hoping that would happen. And so here I am.
Were you involved with Loaves and Fishes in any way before?
No, actually, I was not. So, like you said, I do have a background that's not so much in nonprofit, the nonprofit world. So, my background is in business, with a business background, accounting background. I'm a local graduate of Cal Poly, and so like a lot of people do, they always come back home and kind of seek to do something here. But yeah, that's been the course of my career.
How far back? Now, we know of the biblical of the meaning of loaves and fishes. And I had a heck of a time trying to find out if there's a starting point in the United States on when loaves and fishes either was local in some areas, or was it then it became national, or was it an organization that started from a national standpoint and then branched off?
Well, actually, I don't know that I necessarily know the answer to that question, but I do know that when I was asked to contribute as part of that search committee, and especially when I was offered the job, I did do a lot of digging around and looking to see what the roots of this organization were. And I was really surprised to find that there are loaves and fishes throughout the country, but none of them are associated with one another. So, I was able to find, sites in North Carolina, in just all over the place. And then here in California, there are loaves and fishes, throughout the state as well. In Sacramento, there's a huge loaves and fishes, but like I said, none of them are connected with one another. They're all independent. And I think that due to the nature of the work that we do, that is the most appropriate, not business name, but organizational name that you could actually choose. And so, I don't know. I mean, this is probably a little bit more information than one would want to know, but I do recall looking through the state of California. When you become an entity or organization, you have to have a unique name. And so I just, out of curiosity, went to look, and we here in California, I mean, here in Paso Robles, are the only loaves and fishes in California that is exclusively loaves and fishes. Everywhere else, they've had to add either, Loaves and Fishes Sacramento, Watsonville, Loaves and Fishes, whatever the case may be, but we are the first Loaves and Fishes in California.
What is the reason for that again? Because of...
When an organization becomes an entity, the state of California requires that you have a unique name. And so you submit for that. And if it doesn't exist, you can have the name. So we were the first in California to request that name.
Okay, so none are associated on from a national standpoint. But is there any... outreach amongst other loaves and fishes throughout the country or in the state?
I have actually, been contacted by other executive directors in our region, and then sometimes just for the just to get to know one another, sometimes to just to discuss best practices and things like that, and just to meet one another and to know that, you know, what one another is doing, but yeah.
So it's, you can say it's non-competitive.
Oh, absolutely not competitive. No, okay. It's no, we are very, each of us, and I don't want to say, because I, sometimes people change their organizational, entity structure or what have you, but yeah, absolutely not competitive.
All right. So now let's get into the meat of it. Exactly what does Loaves and Fishes do? What is their, the mission statement?
Yeah. So we are a family center. I'll start with that. We are a food pantry ministry here in town that serves families exclusively. So we do know that there is a lot of need that people don't necessarily... think about. Sometimes people, I think, are very surprised to know that maybe a neighbor or someone that they wouldn't think is needing help actually does need help. And so we've decided a handful of years ago that we would become exclusively a family center serving families and individuals that are housed. So we do know that there are a number of homeless individuals here in town, but there is also an organization that serves them exclusively and has a lot of resources for them. So, and then there's a lot of organizations that really like to serve that segment of the population. But for us, we've decided that we must serve the family and we must serve the people that wouldn't necessarily or ordinarily find themselves in this kind of situation where they need to reach out for help. And something as basic as food, I think that it takes an individual a lot to walk through our doors to ask for help. And so we really want to maintain that service to those people, because if we don't do that, then we lose the opportunity to serve them. Because if we serve everyone, then, like they say, if it's for everyone, then it's for no one. So that is the reason why we have decided to become that family center.
So when, you said sometimes people are hesitant to come to your organization. Is it for, various reasons, but would one of them be a misconception of what Loaves and Fishes is and what they do?
That's possible. I think that if you've never been in a situation where you need groceries for your family, that you can think of all kinds of things that you might encounter coming to a facility like ours. One of those being that you don't know if you're going to be in a crowd of people that you necessarily don't want to be around. So that's a possibility. But also I think that people do have a misconception about maybe not even a misconception, but maybe just don't know. I've had plenty of people tell me they didn't know that, we gave, groceries to families. They didn't know that we, spent time with the people that come in. So we are very intentional about that. And yes, I would say that maybe people do not know what they will encounter when they come in. But it really is, I think that people are very surprised in a very positive way. They come and are very grateful for what they see and how they are treated. So for us, it's all about treating people like they're part of our family, like, you know, the kindness that you would want to receive yourself when you go to a place like this. And so everything is very, very intentional and very much so that this person can leave our place with hope, you know. I think that's probably the major, most important thing, because the food, of course, people will come and be served and given bags of food and they're fine until the next week. But if all we're doing is handing out bags of food, you know, what good is that? So for us, it really is about speaking to people and treating people in such a way that they do leave with hope.
So they have the hope, they have the dignity, and also you developed, I mean, not developed, that you develop relationships with people.
We do.
And a lot of times people may be searching for that because they're a little bit down on their luck.
Right. And so, yes, that is actually another value that we hold at Loaves and Fishes. So oftentimes we see that individuals come on the very on the same day hoping to see the volunteer that they have met up with previously. And so that's very heartwarming because that just tells us that they've made a connection with that person. And that all the kindness and all everything that we've shown them did actually resonate with them, that it really did mean something. And so that is a very important to us.
Speaking of volunteers, are you always in need or looking for volunteers?
We can always use volunteers, for sure.
In various capacities?
Various capacities, yes. We have all kinds of jobs that that need to be filled, jobs that aren't necessarily always at the facility. I know that a lot of times people come in and think that all that there is to do is sort food. And of course, that is a big part of the job. But there are so many things to do and so many skill sets that are needed. Just like in any business enterprise, there's, I mean, everything you can possibly think of, from maintenance to marketing to office work, you name it. Just everything that in a business that you would need to do, we need to do there too. So I always encourage people that have a skill set that is unique, and if they have it in their heart to serve in a place like this, that we would love to have them.
As far as the physical facility down here on Spring Street, are you open Monday through Fridays, or is it beyond that?
Well, we're open to the public Monday through Thursday, 2 to 4. But we are there all morning long, either going and picking food up at various locations or sorting in the back room and getting ready to serve the public.
And so, well, we'll get into the donation part, which obviously is huge. And, you know, one of the things I think people need to understand, and this is amazing, you do not get any government money.
We don't. No, we don't. So that is actually something that distinguishes us very, very much from probably most organizations, and that is that we don't accept any government funds at all. And the reason for that is we want to serve in a certain way. And so once you do receive, there's always strings attached, and there's always things that they want you to do. And we're not really about that.
All right, we're going to go to break with Maria Saba, the Executive Director of Loaves and Fishes here in Paso Robles. We'll be back momentarily.
I'm Tom Rigotti. The FBI has arrested four members of an anti-capitalist group whom they say plan to set off bombs across Southern California on New Year's Eve. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has more.
The FBI arrested Audrey Carroll in San Bernardino, where she and three others are accused of trying to build and test bombs they plan to set off outside American companies at midnight New Year's Eve. They are all members of the anti-capitalist group Turtle Island Liberation Front.
A manhunt has been renewed in Providence, Rhode Island, after police released a person of interest in the mass shooting at Brown University.
A big key point of evidence that they're looking at is this surveillance video of the scene, which is limited, is the engineering and physics building where the shooting happened on Saturday afternoon. That is where two Brown University students were shot and killed. Nine other students were wounded.
That's Fox's Brian Yenis in Providence. America is listening to Fox News.
Before we realize it, we will begin celebrating another new year. At Davis Body Shop, we have taken part in over 50 New Year celebrations, and it started back in 1962. Over these years, our New Year's resolutions have remained the same, giving you impeccable quality workmanship, always giving you a written guarantee, giving you the very best value, and making sure that your experience is as pleasant as possible. And that includes assisting you in getting your insurance paperwork filed properly. Remember, at Davis Body Shop, you get a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Davis Body Shop has two locations, one on El Camino Real, downtown Atascadero, and the other on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. From the Davis Body Shop family to yours, best wishes for a happy holiday season.
Wesley with Stove and Spa Center. It's finally getting cool, and we don't want to leave you out in the cold. Stove and Spa Center has a great selection of stoves, inserts, and fireplaces to get you warm and cozy in your house this winter. Don't miss savings on freestanding stoves, gas inserts, and fireplaces. How would you like being warmer this winter and save money too? It's possible with a fireplace insert from Cozy Heat. Cozy Heat's highly efficient gas inserts and fireplaces come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove and Spa Center. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero between the curb rail and Moore Roads.
Hi, this is Greg King from your Valley Fresh Market. We are happy to be celebrating our first Christmas in Atascadero. Our shelves are full and stocked, ready for your festive parties and family dinners. We wish you and yours a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. From our family to yours, we are Valley Fresh Market.
Sam's Tree Service provides a board-certified master arborist and has 24-hour emergency service when you need it now. From tree pruning to tree planting, Sam's Tree Service is ready to serve. Count on the board-certified master arborist at Sam's Tree Service. Over 25 years of experience getting to the root of your problem, your reliable tree care and removal expert. Call for a free estimate or go to samstree805.com to learn more.
Welcome back to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. Kevin Wilt with our special guest, Maria Sabi, from Loaves and Fishes here in Paso Robles. And, you know, we talked about volunteering, and you need volunteers so people can help out others. And that means through the community donating. Explain the different types of donations that people can do to help out Loaves and Fishes.
Well, we see just individuals doing it on their own, collecting things or going to the store to buy items that we need. But we also see businesses that, an office that that everyone in the office does, a food drive within their office, and they'll call me ahead of time and ask me what the greatest need is. And of course, it's always like peanut butter or tuna or something that's a protein that's non-perishable. And so they go right to it, and then they bring us a barrel full of that item. And so, but we do see service organizations also are very good at bringing their members together to do a food drive. So whatever the size of the group may be, like I said, even individuals that want to help, there's opportunity for, you know, those simple items to come through the door as well as, like, you know, a barrel full of that item.
So in addition to people, individuals donating in various ways, then it is a business might want to think about, hey, let's do this. And, you know, for all types, all sizes of business, which you indicated too, but also something important that I thought you brought up before we came on the air is that this isn't just Christmas time type of thing. This is year round.
This is year round, yeah. And although there is an uptick in need during the holiday season, starting in early November, people that are getting ready for Thanksgiving, that there is an uptick during those 2 months. But the need is the same year round. So the families that we serve during November, December are the same families, or the same number, I should say, same number of families that we serve in June and July. And so the need is constant and it's year round. But we are very appreciative of all the help that we get at the end of the year. That's for sure.
And again, when people can donate food, then you said non-perishable.
Yes, always non-perishable. The perishable items that we do offer our families are items that we go and we purchase. So, of course, monetary donations go towards that.
And people can find out how to do that, the monetary donation, and also bequeath in their will as well to help out Loaves and Fishes.
Oh, yes. There's so many different ways that people can contribute and donate. And, yes, that is absolutely a way to do it. There are people that are interested in leaving us a little something in their wills, and we're very appreciative for those opportunities. And there's people that do things at the end of the year with donor-directed funds, that sometimes people have things that they have to do, contributions that they have to make before the year, and we're happy to receive those.
So, well, you were in accounting, so, yes. In accounting, so you know how people do look for that, and you know, again, this time of the year, that tends to happen a little bit more. So, overall, when you look at your last 10 or 11 years at Loaves and Fishes, what has brought the heart or the big smile to your face?
The big smile to my face. I would say I've never been asked that question before, but it has to be just becoming the family center. Just seeing the young mothers that come through with their little 2-year-old, little infant babies, and feeling comfortable in that space, that brings a smile to my face. And also seeing the elderly people that we serve that didn't know or just couldn't find. I think maybe because they're from a different generation that they would not have thought to ask for help, but to see them come through and be helped. These are individuals that are on a fixed income, and so we see a lot of elderly people like that, and that brings a smile to my face as well.
Well, it should, and to all the people that volunteer there. And again, that's you've been doing this for a long time and so forth. And I guess what would be the best way for people to, in various ways, donation with food, monetary, volunteering, the best way to get a hold of our Loaves and Fishes here in Paso Robles?
I would say the best way would be to visit us on our website, because there's a contact tab that you can fill out. It's very simple and easy, and you can let me know how you would like to be engaged with us. And that way we can get back with you and arrange first a tour, which is something that we love to do. We like to see people come through and get their eye on the place. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, people that come through have never seen it and are very surprised at what they do see. And so I would say going to the website would be the best place to start.
All right. And remember, folks, Loaves and Fishes here in Paso Robles, and they receive no government money. They do this all on their own for the good of the families in our community, something to put in capital letters. Maria, thank you so much for coming in and for what you and your organization do.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. All right, enjoy your afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Susanna's coming up next.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.